Penguin Random House Audio presents Brazilianaires, Wealth, Power, Decadence, and Hope in an American Country. This is the author, Alex Quadros. Why deny it? I had a passion for showiness, for billboards, for pyrotechnics. Perhaps the modest will reproach me for this defect. I trust, however, that people of discernment will acknowledge my talent. Thus my idea, like a medal, had two sides. One turned towards the public, the other towards me. On one side, altruism and profit. On the other, thirst for fame. Or rather, let us say, love of glory. Machado de Assis, Memórias Póstumas de Brás Cubas, as translated by William Grossman. Prologue. The Crash. On a stretch of highway not far from Rio de Janeiro, a silver SLR McLaren idled on the shoulder, its futuristic door hinged open at the top like a wing extended toward the evening sky. The warning lights blinked yellow. In the driver's seat, a 20-year-old kid named Thor sat spattered with blood. The windshield sagged inward, weirdly limp, spiderwebbed with cracks, half detached from the roof. And in the car's nose, a perfect round hole gaped where the Mercedes-Benz symbol had been dislodged. Along the hood, a zigzag of thin, dusty tread marks traced the improbable dance of a bicycle tire. Thor and his passenger had been driving back from a steakhouse in Petrópolis, the old summer retreat of Pedro II, the Brazilian emperor. They were on a highway that winds south toward Rio from mountains blanketed in rainforests.